You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Karna Small Bodman, former senior director for the Reagan National Security Council. She is more recently the author of Gambit, a thriller which includes a theme of missile defense technology. We want to get her thoughts today as the Obama administration makes it known that it's communicated with the Russian leadership and had basically offered to perhaps scrap the missile defense shield in Eastern Europe if Russia would use its leverage to help stop the development of nuclear weapons inside Iran. And Karna, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Greg.
The Obama administration insists this was not a quid pro quo, just saying that they're in a position to bargain, negotiate, and try to do whatever necessary to stop the Iranians from developing nuclear weapons, and this was something they believe that they could put on the table. What's your reaction to all this?
Well, first of all, if there is any way to get help from the Russians to stop Iran's nuclear program, that, of course, would be very fruitful and very helpful. I don't see any way that could happen, and the Russians have already rejected the idea of any, quote, quid pro quo in the letter from Obama. They've already said that that's really not on the table, and in fact, Medvedev reaffirmed his strong opposition to the whole missile defense idea, so it seems that that isn't going to fly. But one thing that really does concern me above all of this is that Obama appears to be all over the map on this issue. For example, during the campaign, he said, "I will cut investments on unproven missile defense systems." But then, in a debate with John McCain, he said, "I actually believe we need missile defense because of Iran and North Korea and the potential for them to launch weapons." Then later on, he backed off, and talking to the president of Poland, the Polish president felt that he got a promise out of Obama. But later, an Obama advisor said, "Well, no, he made no commitment." Now we've got this next evidently interesting proposal that the Russians help us out. We do have negotiations coming up with them. They'll be meeting together, the two leaders, on April 2nd. But it's very troubling to see that in an effort to be looking like we're stepping forward with diplomacy, that we might be stepping backward when it comes to our commitments to countries such as Poland and the Czech Republic. We have agreements with them, and those agreements have also been okayed throughout the NATO countries. And what does that say about our keeping our promises?
Karna, you obviously understood the Soviet Union very well, and a lot of folks think that the longer Putin's essentially run the show there, the more it's looking like the Soviet Union once again. What would be an incentive for them to actually put the pressure on the Iranians necessary? And the second part of that is, would the Iranians actually be affected by that sort of leverage?
I doubt it. Here's the problem. The Russians have many agreements, technical agreements, trade agreements, and so forth with Iran. They do a lot of business with them. And so they don't really feel the need to get them to back off. They don't feel threatened by Iran. But here's the problem. Iran is threatening to Israel and to the allies and to our troops. Let's, as we say in the game of bridge, let's take a moment and review the bidding. Now, back last year in the summer, Iran orchestrated the launches of several short and medium-range ballistic missiles capable of striking Israel and our bases in the Middle East. Then a few days after the election, they tested a two-stage 1,200-mile-range solid fuel rocket. That one will be able to hit targets in southern Europe. And then our Defense Intelligence Agency has estimated that Iran could have an ICBM capable of reaching the United States by the year 2015. And Iran has given no indication whatsoever that they feel like backing off of their programs. So this is a very dicey situation. Now, if for some reason, after the meeting in April, our president and the Russians get together and say, well, maybe we'll try to influence Iran in some way. They come up with some more carrots and sticks. The most important thing, I think, is that the United States not stop our forward deployment of missile defense without complete verification that the nuclear program is dismantled, destroyed, and there will be no more development of it in the future. Otherwise, everything's in jeopardy.
About a minute left here with Karna Small-Bodman, former senior director of the National Security Council during the Reagan administration. And Karna, we know that Iran now has enough material to put the bomb together, but obviously it takes a while to do that.
Of course.
What's the timetable for deploying a missile shield?
It would still take several years. We would have to put interceptors over there. They're working on that now, but it would be several more years. So, yes, they can talk about it, but it seems that our efforts should go forward. We shouldn't get into a position where we'll just stop while they talk, so to speak. By the way, I was checking around looking for comments from different people on the issue, and I noticed an interesting comment on the internet a couple of minutes ago that someone wrote in on this and said it's rather ironic that the same man who complained about a lack of body armor, defensive equipment for our troops, is contemplating a lack of body armor for our entire country. So people are very supportive in many places of missile defense. Why not? It's completely a defensive situation.
Karna, unfortunately, that'll have to be the last word. As always, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Karna Small-Bodman, former senior director of the Reagan National Security Council. Her most recent book is Gambit. This is Dateline Washington.